Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Thomas Olsen from Bloodbound, and you're listening to Talking Metal. And this is the opening track from our new album, In the Name of Metal.
In the name of...
Episode 398, Talking Metal.
Big Talking Metal toast coming to you from the Tempest Bar in New York City. Bud Friendly drinking a bottle of Bud. I'm drinking some Sam Adams on tap. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking my favorite drink and also Eric Carr's favorite drink, a 7 and 7. And I want to say...
21 years, man.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That's what I want to say. Let's all think about Eric Carr tonight. one of the greatest drummers of all time, one of my absolute favorite drummers.
Absolutely. This is Car Jam.
Car Jam 91 from the Kiss album Revenge, and here's my take on that. I actually think that those were leftover tapes from the Elder recording sessions.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking with Victor about this, Victor from Mars Attacks. Any chance, now they claim that those tracks, those guitar tracks, were re-recorded, right? But any chance that even maybe bleeding through the mic drum that there's an Ace guitar track on there, which would technically mean maybe Ace was actually on Revenge. We now know that Vinnie Vincent was on Revenge. And is there any chance that that could be Ace's guitar?
Let me tell you, I am not speaking as Ace's assistant, but I'm just speaking as John Ostrowski. When I heard that song, I thought that lead guitar part was Ace playing, and I would put money on it that it is Ace playing.
The lead part, because now Bruce, I could have sworn we may have even asked him that, and I thought he said, I'm pretty sure those were re-recorded or something like that, you know, the tracks were re-recorded. But who knows, right? And it is possible that if Ace were standing in a room with Eric while he played that there'd be bleed through, at least in the drum mics. So it's very possible that Revenge may have a little Ace on it somewhere, and now we know a little Vinny was on there.
Yeah, I didn't even know about the Vinny thing, and like I said, I'm sure Bruce did add guitars to that song, but there's a few notes in that song. I don't know if it's the entire lead, but there's definitely a few notes that I would say sound to me like it's Ace. And you know, I don't want to get in trouble with Paul or Gene or Ace, you know, or Bruce, because I love all four of those guys. But I just have to say that to me, it sounds so much like Ace on some of the solo work on Car Jam 91.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Right now, let's talk a little Led Zeppelin. Jason Bonham is out there doing his Led Zeppelin experience. He has a new album out with Black Country Communion. This is a song that Jason told me he wrote all the music for, everything but the lyrics. He had a little help with the lyrics from the other guys, but he wrote everything on this song. And it is new, Black Country Communion. It's called This Is Your Time. That was Black Country Communion. You're listening to Talking Metal. We got Bud Friendly. We got John Astronomy rocking at the Tempest Bar in New York City. Should we hit a few emails here? Let's see what we got here. You want to check that one out?
Hey, this email is from Phil R. And he says, let me see if I can read it because it's a little dark here. He says, Dear Mark and John, thanks for all the hard work the two of you put into the Talking Metal podcast. I've been a listener for over a year now and eagerly await the new episodes as they come out. I find it amazing you both work multiple jobs and still manage to put together a great show. I enjoy listening to 5 or 6 episodes back-to-back while driving around Australia. It's a bloody big place. As I have always lived in the country and rarely went to the city, I never knew when international bands were touring and have missed many great shows over the years. As the internet has made the world a much smaller place, it is easier to find out when bands are touring Oz, and work permitting, I get to go to as many as I can. I am 45 now, and I feel that shows like yours help keep the metal scene alive and fresh. Before my teens, I listened to AC/DC, Angels, Rose Tattoo, Aussie bands, and Kiss, but my late teens, it was Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, and Pink Floyd. Due to the influence of your podcast, I now have been listening to many new bands I would never have known about. Your latest podcast, you played Songs of Yesterday by Black Country Communion, and what a great song. I've downloaded all of their albums from iTunes and or Spotify. I mean, he won't buy CDs anymore. And many more from artists you have played and recommended. You should ask Spotify for kickbacks. I hope this email finds you all well, and I look forward to future podcasts. Regards, Phil R. Hey, Phil, this is the kind of letter that really makes me want to start doing these podcasts like every second, and I really, really appreciate what you're saying. I got to hand it over. I got to hand it to Mark for really keeping this going while I'm a little jammed up.
I have an email right here. It says, enlarge penis now. It's from a nice guy in China who
That was a little interlude by our good friend Bud Friendly. He is great, great, and he also thanks you, Phil R. And anyway, I can't hear anymore, so whatever Bud Friendly said was really, really good. But I am so deaf. So, Phil, yeah, I really appreciate it. And you know, I was like that, too. I never knew when bands were playing concerts. And, you know, now I do because of the internet. But I really appreciate it. Bud Friendly's freaking out. I love it. Phil, thanks so much. And I promise you, we're going to have some really, really great stuff coming to you soon. And we're going to, as Mark said in the previous podcast, we're going to start bringing back interviews again and really bring Talking Metal back to where it once was when, you know, we were just rocking it strong. So thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks for the letter.
Cool. Right now, let's get into a little music. This is Soundgarden by Crooked Steps.
I'm
little Soundgarden on Talking Metal. How about we keep the rock going with a little Van Halen, AFU, Naturally Wired.
Was Naturally Wired by Van Halen. You're listening to Talking Metal. Now here are your hosts. Here's now your host, John.
Hey, Bud Friendly. Thank you very much. We are here at the Tempest Bar. Sounds like there's some band jamming. Who is this?
It's a Rolling Stones.
Yeah, it's what I thought it was, the Stones, but I couldn't hear the vocal. I just heard some guitar playing. It sounded like Stones jamming. The Rolling Stones have just played a concert in London. And they had some great special guests, like former Rolling Stones bassist Bill Wyman and former guitarist Mick Taylor, who I once met at Chiller. And those guys are going to be playing in the next show, which is happening either tonight or tomorrow. And by the time you hear this, it will have already happened in London. They had Jeff Beck come on stage in the last show, and they're going to have Clapton at the show that's either happening tonight or tomorrow. And then they're coming over to the States. Now, Mark, I know this is a little aside. This isn't really metal, but I guarantee a lot of metal bands, like, from the 70s, like Kiss or Aerosmith, were influenced by the Stones. And are you going to see them? I would love to go, but the tickets sold out in, like, the first second.
No, I'm not. I've seen the Stones before. I'm not going to this tour. I did see the new HBO documentary, Crossfire Hurricane, which is really good if you have a chance to check it out. But, yeah, absolutely. Very influential band on all styles of rock music, including metal, for sure. I mean, look at Guns N' Roses or any of the sleaze metal, glam metal bands. A lot of them influenced by the Stones, you know, Hanoi Rocks. You know, so many, just Aerosmith for sure. You know, just everybody loves the Stones. I bet you Crash Diet is influenced by the Stones. Everybody is influenced by the Stones. Crash Diet have a new album coming out next year, early next year. Swedish metal sensation Crash Diet return with their fourth album, The Savage Playground. It comes out in January on Frontiers Records. We have a little sneak preview. They sent us a little clip. It's only a little over a minute long, but this is their new single, which will come out next week. It's called Cocaine Cowboys. Smoke, choke, on $1 billion coke. From taking serial passionate, inspired and provoked. Gun, fight, Colombian white. The aftermath, corruption of the suits and the ties. Was Cocaine Cowboys by Crash Diet. You know, a lot of bands have a song called Cocaine Cowboys. What is a Cocaine Cowboy? I don't even know. Anybody know?
I believe it's a cowboy that does not eat a horse, if you know what I'm saying. Miami Cocaine Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, okay. Makes sense. Wasp had a song called Cocaine Cowboys.
Remember the song Cocaine... I'm just kidding.
Clapton,
no,
yeah.
Clapton, no, that was a great...
Well, it was a cover of a blues song, actually.
Oh, I didn't even know that. So that... See, okay, this is... I'm finding something out that I can't believe I didn't know. So Cocaine by Clapton was really a cover of an old blues
song. Yeah, it's a cover of an old blues song. Yeah, if your day is done and you want to ride on cocaine, yep. Wow. That's an old blues song. And like I said, a lot of songs about cocaine, including this one by Wasp, Cocaine Cowboys.
Put on my boots, I'm gonna ride away, high on the blade.
Cocaine Cowboys by Wasp, and we're going to keep the theme going with Snowblind from Ace Frehley's 1978 solo record.
Peter, Chris has a book out now. Have you read that?
I have not. I have actually two copies, and I have not yet read it, although I did look at the last chapter, and Peter said some stuff about Ace in that book.
Which wasn't that flattering, right?
Correct. But I had asked Ace, who read the entire book, I said, Ace, what'd you think of the book? And he said, I thought it was a great book, and Ace seemed to really think it was a great book, so didn't sound like Ace had any hard feelings toward Peter.
That's interesting. Peter lives in New Jersey now. You got my wife and I into the Ace show down at Asbury Park, which is, I guess, where Peter lives down in the Jersey Shore now. And somebody in the audience was like, did you hear that Peter Chris is going to show up and do a... And I said, I don't think so. But I wonder if they have any communication nowadays, Peter and Ace.
You know, we saw Peter at Billy Coyne's memorial service down in Florida you know, about a year or two ago, and I think that might be the last time Ace spoke to Peter. And, you know, it was all friendly. We were all hanging out, sitting together, and, you know, Ace really has, like, this great outlook on life now, and, you know, he's been sober for six, going on seven, maybe it's even seven already years, and, you know, like I said, like, there were some stories that I read online that Peter's book, you know, said some possibly unflattering things about Ace, and, you know, I point blank just ask Ace, hey, what'd you think of Peter's book? And he said, hey, I think it was a great book. I enjoyed reading it, a lot of great stories, and so, you know, who knows?
Cool. I look forward to reading that. My brother's reading it. He said it's a good read. He said the stuff about that second wife of Ace's is just like in the whole Phil Donahue thing that Peter's second wife, the Playboy playmate when he was on the Donahue show. And do you remember somebody called up and accused the wife of having an affair on the show? Do you remember that?
You know, I remember that show, and we did a whole thing on VH1 about it. Now, what happened was there was this girl that showed up at Tom Arnold's house trying to rescue the fake Peter Chris, and she said she had an affair with Peter. And then George Sewitt called in and said, that can't be true because Peter's a really honorable guy. And I'm not even sure. Lydia might even have called in.
Lydia did call in, and Peter didn't seem all that thrilled that she was calling in. That was a weird scene, man. Apparently, Peter left there and was so pissed off over the whole thing. Yeah, he was just livid. And Donahue pissed him off, and everybody pissed him off. I guess he goes into this in the book. I look forward to reading the book.
Crazy thing is, the girl that ran out to Tom Arnold's house and rescued the fake Peter Chris actually ran into me and Rob Bailey in, like, possibly the scrap bar. And I was like, oh, my God, you're the girl that was involved in that whole Peter Chris scandal. And then I believe she later went on to accuse Billy Idol of molesting her or something like that.
Wow, crazy stuff. We should play some Billy Idol and just get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Molesting might not be the right word, but maybe just attacking her or something. Some weird thing. Speaking of, I'll tell my one Billy Idol story before we go into a track maybe by Billy Idol. But remember when Bill O'Coin told us that Steve Stevens just got this brand new, like, guitar, and it was like a Steve Stevens signature model or something, and he was so proud of it, and Billy Idol just came right up to it, and he took a key, and he just gouged the front of the guitar and said, it's got to look more rock and roll. Steve Stevens was apparently, like, devastated.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting combination, Billy Idol and Steve Stevens. I do remember Bill O'Coin telling that story. Maybe a little Rebel Yell right now by Billy Idol to take us out. Are you cool with that, Bud Friendly?
That's A-OK with Bud Friendly.
Excellent. Make those PayPal donations. Buy a Talking Metal t-shirt. Keep us alive here. And again, thanks for all your support, guys. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.com at Talking Metal. And what else? Where else are we? You're on Facebook.
Yes, I'm on Facebook. I don't know what the address is, but if you just search John Astronomy, it will come up. I got to get back on Facebook. I got to get back into everything. Guys, let me tell you, the reason I have been keeping a low profile has been because of all the work I've been doing with Ace and, you know, just my other 2.5 jobs. So we really appreciate what you have all done, and I really appreciate what Mark has been doing and also what Bud Friendly has contributed to the you know, just entity that is called Talking Metal.
We should have a Bud Friendly solo episode.
Yes,
I think that,
that's a great idea.
That would be a good idea. We should do that, definitely.
I'm about to have a Bud Friendly solo episode in the bathroom right now, if you know what I mean.
Good comeback. Good comeback. Yeah. John, I wanted to present you with some souvenirs before we go. Here's some stuff I got you from the KISS concert I went to recently. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Some KISS picks. And what else did I give you? Oh, a fake ticket.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And these are KISS picks?
Yeah, those are KISS picks.
In this little tin?
And a KISS ring, too. Check out the ring. The ring's pretty cool. It's in the...
Oh, default.
Yeah, yeah. The picks, that was for the ring, and the picks are in here.
Oh, the picks are in here?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
A Tommy Thayer pick, just what Ace's assistant wanted.
Mark, I want to thank you very, very much for all this cool stuff. This is great. I love this ticket, and it's really killer. And this rig is cool, and these picks are killer. I really appreciate it. Mark, thank you very much. This is very touching, and I really, really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. This is, like, cool stuff. This is, like, some kind of, like, holographic thing. There's, like, there's a new thing people are doing now, and on the site. What's that? It's not Twitter. It's not. There's some new thing out. What's that other site called? Tumblr. Tumblr.
I don't even know what that is. But yeah.
Friendster.
RedTube.com. YouPorn. No, I'm kidding. No, on Tumblr, there's these things that people are doing that are called animated GIFs, or I say GIFs, and the true pronunciation is GIF. It's a file format called .gif. But anyway, KISS did one, and they must shoot it with, like, multiple cameras, or they moved the camera, and some cool thing, but KISS did one where it looks like you're seeing them in 3D, and it's a still image. It's, like, some cool thing, but apparently it's a big hit over on Tumblr. But anyway, Mark, thank you so much. This is killer. I can't wait to see. It's really dark in here, but this is all killer stuff. This is going to go into my KISS collection, and I really, really, really appreciate it. And you also once got me KISS Sugar, which I still have, which I think is really awesome.
And, you know, it was the Motley Crue KISS show that I was at, and I caught a Nikki Sixx pick at the show. And I walked back. This is just what a nice guy Mark Striegel is. And there was a guy sitting in a wheelchair back in the, like, wheelchair section at PNC, and I was a little buzzed. I knew my wife was driving home, and I was going to the bathroom, and I was, like, looking at this Nikki Sixx pick that I just caught from being in the fourth row, and I just saw the guy, and he had, like, all this Motley Crue stuff on. He was in a wheelchair, and I kind of felt bad, and I just walked up to him, and I said, "Dude, I just caught this Nikki Sixx pick. I'm up in the fourth row. Have it." And he was so happy, and I gave him the pick. So that's a true story there.
Mark, I commend you for that great deed, and thank you again for this as well. So that was really, really cool.
I mean, what am I going to do with a Nikki Sixx pick? You know, it'll get thrown out in 40 years when I die anyway. So it's like, give it to somebody who will enjoy it and look at it, right? This is Rebel Yell by Billy Idol. You're listening to all the hard rock hits here on Talking Metal.
Did you throw Rebel Yell already?
No, yeah, but we never played it.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, "Come baby, got a license for love, and if it expires, pray help from above." Because in the midnight hour she cried, set you free and brought you to me, babe. What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour she cried, "More, more, more." With a rebel yell she cried, "More, more, more." Wow! In the midnight hour, babe, "More, more, more." With a rebel. Up his head.
1,000 miles for you. I dried your tears of pain 1,000,000 times for you. I'd sell my soul for money to burn.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.